Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, in the studio.
Yes,
with John Cadogan there.
Hello.
Hello, mate. It's nice to see you.
I've not seen you in a long time, although you wouldn't know that if you listened to the podcast, thanks to the quality of Zencaster.
James Zencaster, of course. Nice to be in the studio, John.
It's lovely to see you.
We're going to have a visit from a guest later on, I understand. Gary Manilow's coming in.
Lots of guests. All the guests are all coming in because you were so popular last week.
We thought it was a one-off, Gary Manilow, but apparently he's going to join us.
I listened back to it and it's actually sort of hankies at the ready.
I don't think it's that good. It is a National League football podcast. We're not a Talk United podcast.
No, we're not.
We're not, John. I wish people would stop slinging that mud.
We're not a Talk United podcast, but I mean, I think it's safe to say that this weekend, Gary Johnson restored some honour to the name Johnson.
Oh, yes. Oh, hey, he's gone in early with a bit of... You've been saving that one up, John, for when we're in the studio?
Yes, yeah.
It was lovely. What a great result for Talk United this weekend.
4-0. Ooh, not going to mention it.
At half-time, John. But that's amongst other results in the National League.
Some, not as important as that, but some, some other games results, did sort of take place.
Since we last spoke about it, John, have you tried any more Tunnocks products?
I've not. They're a real rarity in my kind of day-to-day life, to be honest. Mm. I don't have them very often.
Snowball?
Still never seen one.
Still never seen one
idea
in the
what
wild.
It is.
I'm going to buy you a box, John. See if you like them.
Oh, speaking of this.
You're a liar.
This does lead us on to something. I was in Pret-a-Manger
over
the weekend. Don't like to brag. And there was what I like to call a Scottish tender situation developed out of nowhere when the bloke in front of me tried to pay with 20 Scottish notes.
Was it FOF 23?
I don't think he's got 20 Scottish notes. Well, he might do by now. Yeah.
As long as it's got sterling on it, John, that's absolutely fine.
Flummoxed the cashier. He said, I'm going to have to ask my manager about this. And immediately, the bloke tensed up. What do you mean?
Idiomin.
Idiomin.
Is he the manager of Brett now?
He gave it the real, what's the my check? Scotland's part of Britain, pal.
Oh, really,
you know,
really
real sort of kind went, of aggressive.
Went independence referendum now on
yeah.
SNP. It's not like Tottenham, so they've got their own pound. They've drawn their own pound.
That's not real, though, is it?
I know, but they've drawn...
Why do places do that?
I don't like the Tottenham pound. I think it's creepy.
I find Tottenham in general quite creepy.
Do you think it's a creepy place?
Yeah.
A bit too dreamcatchery, John.
It is, really. Not a talkie podcast.
Not a talkie, you know.
No. Not a talkie podcast.
But here we are, focusing on Tottenham.
Focus on Tottenham.
John, what's coming up in the podcast?
Let's find out. Well, I mean,
yeah, I'm waiting on you. You're the news person.
I just can't get used to this eye contact.
You don't like it,
thing,
I'm looking at you.
Just staring right at me.
And I mentioned Tottenham.
we've got plenty of news.
Stop like that incense.
We've got loads and loads of news from the weekend in the National League. Plenty of stuff going on. An amusing incident at Yeovil to reflect on.
Yes, lovely, isn't it?
Because National League made the papers, really.
I had a gig in Yeovil last week.
Did you?
Told two Talk United stories. Thought, well, if I can't tell them here...
Where can I tell them?
Yeah, go on.
But yeah, I didn't like it, actually. It kind of felt like this is our territory.
Yeah.
This is our story.
Yeovil have come, back off. Come down here.
Daily Mail.
With their big...
BBC.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they've been listening to the National Obsession. They've seen the glamour of the National League for what it is.
It's the only explanation.
They've gone, hang on a minute, we're going to get in on that audience. We're going to target those foffs direct with our story of Yeovil Town.
Yeah.
Yeovilton is next Yeovilton. To Yeovil Town. As you drive into Yeovil,
that bizarre.
It says Yeovilton.
Yeovilton. We've got a big interview with, yeah. I mean, not a Talk United podcast, not a talkie podcast.
Some would say not a talkie fan.
Which is a good thing, as we've got Andy Parsons on.
I'm sure he is a talkie fan.
Comedian, talkie fan, went to school with my uncle.
Did he?
Churston Grammar.
Which bit is he talking about those things?
Everything apart from the going to school with my uncle.
Oh, Churston Grammar.
Churston Grammar.
Did he play golf at Churston?
I don't know.
My uncle held the course record at Churston.
Did he really?
Course. Yes, he did.
Very nice course.
Very nice, yeah.
Lovely course.
Not a Talk United podcast.
Yes, Andy Parsons is our big interview
great.
This week. Big
from
cricket
Mott
fan,
the week,
comedian.
Everything.
Mott the Week. Lovely bloke.
Yes.
You'll be hearing from him a little bit later on. Jules Holland is going to make an appearance on this podcast.
Thank goodness for that. We haven't heard from him for a while.
Big international league, as it turns out.
We know that.
Who knew? Gary Manilow, you mentioned.
More Gary Manilow songs. After his success last week, people enjoyed it very much.
Coming straight from Broadway.
Doing another song for us.
Yeah, straight from Broadway, not near Cheltenham.
No.
Gloucestershire.
No, he's coming from
Broadway. And New York.
Brooklyn.
And I think we've got a new game because, again, our sort of best laid plans have been scuppered.
Yeah.
Glenn Tamplin scuppered Tamplins and Dragons.
Yeah.
Nick Garley scuppered what's in Dowson's cabin by getting it right.
By winning it. First go. I would say I did listen back to it, John, and you gave quite an easy clue.
I listened
early
back to
on.
That and I regretted that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it's like in the games world. So we've got another game, the next game on the rank, which as you like to say.
Next pop off the rank.
We'll find out what that is.
Yes, we'll find out later
speak
on.
To Mr. Garley.
But we have a returning... I mean, it's only right that Mr. Garley comes back to defend his crown
it's
in a new
stays
game.
It's winner stays on.
It's winner stays on. And that's it.
That's all it. That's all we got. Any letters?
Oh, yeah. Loads and loads of letters.
Some lovely letters later on, and that's magic. So, John, give us the news.
Well, we should probably start at Wrexham, really, because as you said last week, which we will hear now.
Brian Hughes it'll be gone. I don't reckon next time we do the podcast, next week, Brian Hughes will still be Wrexham manager. There. Said it.
Brian Hughes, gone, as you predicted.
I know we sound like idiots, John, but we know what we're on about.
Just occasionally.
Just
we
occasionally.
Hit the nail on its head.
Especially on our WhatsApp group. The Nat Obs Pod WhatsApp group.
It's very good.
Two members.
It doesn't really need to be a group. It could just be...
Just me and you.
Me and you.
Messaging each other.
Could be.
You said 2-0 goals, didn't you?
I did.
And you said, who would score, John?
I think I said Whitfield and Cundy.
Whitfield fast becoming...
New favourite.
A Nat Obs Pod favourite.
New fave.
And then I replied... I wasn't going to bring this up, but I just thought I'd bring it up. But I think we'll score 3 or 4, Reed 2. Didn't I, John?
I don't like to recognise you, but you are scarily good at sort of predicting.
The Wrexham manager, I think a couple of hours after we had recorded
that
the podcast,
night.
That night,
gone.
Wrexham are delighted to announce, not delighted to announce, how does it come out?
I think they were pretty delighted to announce.
To announce we've got
Brian Hughes gone. Brian Flynn, obviously you can only appoint Brian.
They're only allowed Brian.
They only allow Brian.
He's been manager before, hasn't he?
First time since 2001. But he's back again and he oversaw a victory. They got a fairly late goal in the sort of 74, 75th minute and beat Ebbsfleet United 1-0. So finally victory for Wrexham. So we wait to see who they appoint. It's got Martin Allen written all over it.
But they're not going up though, are they, John?
They're not going up.
Martin Allen, that's what you're going for, is it, John? That's the... prediction
that's
you're
where
making.
The Cadogan pound is going. I will put one Totnes pound on him.
He doesn't like
taking
the North,
over.
John. We know he doesn't like the North.
Speaking of Martin Allen, though, Barnett.
We? Yes, we were.
Yeah, we were. Barnett. Yes. Nothing to separate Barnett and Solihull Moors. Goalless draw. Boo.
Boo.
Rubbish. Mm. Barrow, slowly but surely sneaking up. They made it 5 wins in a row. 2-0 victory over Maidenhead. The referee was Ben Speedy.
Oh. Love that.
Gonzalez.
Yes,
in the dressing room. Got to be Gonzalez.
All those. Do you think refs have that sort of bants in the dressing room? Oh, Ben Speedy. Oh,
if anyone was going to have that sort of
terrible... be all right with you today then, Ben. Keeping up with play.
Oh, no, that's Roadrunner. That's wrong
meep,
one.
Meep, meep, meep.
That's what you were going
wrong
for.
Wrong one completely.
Oh, yes, Ben. Well, yeah, I'll try and keep up with you, Mr. Speedy. Funnily enough, actually, Alan, I'm quite slow.
That's ref bant. Maybe that'll be a new feature.
Oh, well. Forgot my flag almost there.
Chesterfield got only their second win of the season. They beat Aldershot. Danny Who? Holmes. Oh, sorry, Aldershot. Aldershot.
Give them their full names, please.
Aldershot. Yeah. Danny Holland headed a late equaliser for Eastleigh. They came from behind to draw 1-1 at home to Hartlepool. Harrogate struck late in each half to win a 2-0 victory at home to Sutton United. Shimanga, Kabongo Shimanga,
yeah.
His two goals enabled Boreham Wood to come from behind and win 2-1 at Woking. It's always
I
nice to see.
I would like Shimanga at Plainmoor.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Do you but, like, as at the top of the National League goal scorers, do you like Reed or Shimanga or getting caught in the rain? Do you like Reed or Shimanga? Or getting caught in the rain? Dum, dum, dum.
For years, Woking were playing against 10 men for the last 35 minutes, still couldn't score.
Good.
Alan Dowson said after the game, well, they didn't have a shot on target, Boreham yeah. Wood. They did score twice.
Yeah, yeah. They
did score twice,
they were both
Alan.
On target.
Scored twice.
Yeah. See, they're slipping down, John. Part-time
the part-time f***s. I forgot about that.
Shimanga. Why has he gone Boreham Wood, John? Strange move
a
when
club,
he could have come to Plainmoor.
Literally going nowhere.
I know, nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere.
Would have been lovely down at Plainmoor,
Boreham
wouldn't he?
Boreham Wood's slogan should be a nothing club going nowhere. That's all it says like round the badge in Latin.
But look at our pitch.
Notts County, they eased to a 2-0 victory at home to AFC Fylde. Wes Thomas opened the scoring for County.
They're on the up. They're on the up, John.
On the up. And then Damien McCrory sealed the points with a header from a corner by Reagan Booty.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty. Reagan Booty.
I'm looking forward to seeing Reagan Booty in a few weeks in Notts County and seeing that one.
Ebbs Fleet Away is the next.
Ebbs Fleet Away.
Nat Obbs Pod away Nat trip, isn't it?
Nat Obbs Pod team outing.
Yes, it is. And, I don't know if any Foffs are going. Let us know. But remember, just a little brief on the ice.
A quick, hi, how are you doing? And then move along, please.
I mean, maybe a little chat.
Move
you can have
along.
A little chat. A few of you had a, and that's always very nice. But
that's fine.
Let's not pretend we're real friends.
I will be, I'll put the stopwatch on as soon as you come over. And then that's it.
What are you going to wear to the Ebbs Fleet game? Any talkie shirts or anything, John? I might try and slip into last season's Liam Davis away shirt, which is a medium.
Yeovil, as we mentioned earlier,
Yeovilton.
They hit the headlines. Yeovilton climbed up to second in the National League, 3-1 win over Bromley. Bromley had to play 88 minutes for the defender in goal because their keeper
Lovely.
Mark Cousins got really quite a nasty injury actually in a collision. But yeah, they played on 88 minutes for the defender in goal. Bromley scored an appalling own goal, which you can see on at Nat Hobbs Pod. It was our goal of the weekend.
Yes, Cousins was it? Got messed up in Yeovil, did he? Not unlike Yeovil, they're always f***ing cousins.
but the referee had to send all the ball boys off in the end. About the 85th minute, too busy time wasting, off. Referee dismissed the ball boys.
That is,
and then had to keep going and fetching the ball himself when it went out of play.
That is the sort of parenting I do.
Dagenham 0, Chorley 0. Chorley had a penalty saved as they were unable to break down 10-man Dagenham. And the striker who missed that penalty brings us to this week's Poshest Player of the Week. Courtney Meppen-Walters. And that's this week's Poshest Player of the Week. Slowly running out of hyphenated players.
Right. We can go. Doesn't have to stay around, does it?
Doesn't it's have
fine.
To. Outstay, it's welcome.
Chorley Bassey. Is there anything in that for future weeks? Gary Manilow's friend.
Gary Manilow and Chorley Bassey.
Chorley Bassey. Charminga.
Charminga.
Charminga. He's man. I think we've got something. Oh, good. Very
but
good.
Don't go in.
Oh, we'll get him on. It won't go in.
In the TV game, which was a real non-event, Dover 0, Halifax 2. And the result of the day, stop or nil, Torquay 4.
Boom.
Did you see that the guy scored Stockport's own goal,
OG.
Second goal? Festus Arthur. Ooh. Festus. When he has a niece or a nephew, he'll be Uncle Festus.
Oh, lovely. But we're not a Talk United podcast.
And very quickly, two games on Tuesday night. AFC Fylde lost 4-0 at home to Barnet and Solihull Moors. What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors? They beat Wrexham 3-1.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Time for the big interview.
The big interview. This week, not a Talk United podcast, but we are lucky enough to hear from. I don't know why I didn't like that.
It's very good.
Annie Lennox. No.
Andy Parsons.
I can't do it. Well, the thing, I can actually go Andy Parsons, but you actually town the size of Slough.
That's the only phrase.
I don't know why I can say that.
Slough town, the size of Slough.
I heard him say it on Mock the Week. A town the size of Slough.
I mean, it's good. It's a little bit Wurzel Gummidge.
Town the size of Slough. That's it. You want me to
cup
say
of
that?
Tea and a slap of cake, Aunt Sally.
A town the size of Slough.
Anyway,
Andy Parsons.
It's Andy Parsons on the big interview.
Dorset or Devon? Well, I was born in Dorset, but I grew up from the age of 11 in Devon. And although I left Dorset at age 7, fond of Dorset, but Devon is definitely, it's a bit more West Country than Dorset. Dorset sort of flirts with being West Country, but Devon is full on West Country. So I'd definitely go Devon. What's your favourite memory of watching Torquay? Well, the joys of Torquay, as people will know, are not necessarily as big as maybe some of the lows. The one that I always tell people about is when it was New Year's Eve, I think, and this is a few years ago, and Torquay are playing, and it's a 0-0 draw, and it's been raining heavily. It's not been a great game. Somebody lobbed a pasty onto the pitch. It was such a poor game, and then it started snowing. And it was a really miserable day, and it was howling in the stands, and there weren't many people in. And the referee called it off after 89 minutes because he didn't fancy playing anymore. None of the players fancied it. That was my favourite memory of actually watching Torquay, because it was just a very funny day. Would you ever consider forming a prog rock group called the Andy Parsons Project? There are a lot of comedians who do a show involving their name, and a lot of previous agents who I've thankfully now left suggested, well, why don't you do the Andy Parsons Project? No, prog rock is not really my thing. Gary Johnson or Boris Johnson? The easiest question you will ever ask me. Gary Johnson. Ben Stokes' World Cup final innings or his match-winning Headingley century? Well, the Headingley century was incredible, but the Ashes or the World Cup, I was always, let's win the World Cup. I was there for the final, and it was something special. So they can't take that memory away from me. And two all on the Ashes, we'll take that.
The National Obsession.
Yes, and on tonight's special non-league edition of Later with me, Jules Pollen, this week, as well as regulars Ruby Turner and Hora Long Rhythm. We'll have some fantastic jazz from the Carl Cameron Four, the Jake Andrews Six, and the Dorking Wanderers. In this corner over here, we've got some haunting melodies, courtesy of the Harry Wheeler Experience. And over there, of course, there's some big thrash metal sounds from the Angels of Tonbridge. Famed doo-wop group The Coasters are here on a flying visit to the UK, and we'll have some brilliant blues straight from Stockport County, the heart of the Mississippi Delta, from the legendary Jim Gannon. And reforming after 30 years and playing exclusively live for us, it's the legendary rock supergroup Bradford Park Avenue. And of course, whether they like it or not, they'll all be duetting with me in the boogie-woogie style. That's coming up later with me, Jules Holland, a special non-league edition, Hootenanny!
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Talky Corner!
I know you It's all in out for f***ing sake. F***ing rubbish. Run faster, you f***ing f***s. Referee, you bastard. You from f***ing Cornwall.
Jeez.
I'm so excited about Ebbsfleet away.
Oh, yeah, it's going to
be... not been in a little while.
I've never been to Ebbsfleet.
Oh, no, I've been to Ebbsfleet. I feel like Woking was such a long time ago now.
It is, I know. If we can manage one or two games a month, John, it's going to be great, isn't it?
It'll be two games in the week. I'm going to go to Notts County as well.
Yeah, I can't go to Notts County because I've got bloody dream job on a Saturday. Damn having dreams and getting them. Damn it.
Flip. But yes, it was an incredible, speaking of dream results, sort of.
Yeah.
Stop on nil, talky four.
Just lovely, just, wasn't it?
But even at 4-0, you were thinking...
still lose this year. No, not against Stockport.
Take a point.
Not against Stockport.
No, we just bossed it.
Sounded like Gary'd worked out how to play us.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. And when I looked at the team...
the crucial thing was Whitfield in the hole.
Oh, Whitfield in the hole is just... I mean, after what we've said about Whitfield so far, it does sound a bit... not quite what we meant.
I love him.
I love it when Kalala plays so well. We just sounded... I mean, it sounded great.
I can't wait for Ebbsfleet. A few tins.
Get on the bullet train. Train tins.
Train tins.
Don't count, do they, John?
Basically like free alcohol.
They don't count train lagers. You're allowed to drive on train drinks.
Any sensible copper knows that.
They will let you off, John.
Get those on the train, did you? On your way.
On you go. Anyway, big hit last week was in Talkie Corner was Gary Manilow turned up, which was lovely, wasn't it? And delighted to say...
No way.
He's joining us now in the studio.
Flipping
I'm going to have to
heck.
Go for it. I need the loo. Okay. Which hasn't happened for a while. My bladder has been pretty good.
Look, you get yourself out of it. I'm going to interview a genuine Hall of Fame pop music legend.
I mean, he's obviously a lookalike, isn't he, of Barry Manilow. So you can probably bring that up with him.
Yeah.
See how much he likes Barry Manilow first. I'd bring that up with him early.
Okay.
And then just see how it goes on.
Right.
Hey, how are you doing?
Gary Manilow.
Hey, it's nice to
so
see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me here. Good evening.
All the way from...
Hello, the National Obsession.
Amsterdam.
Hello, how we... Hers, nice to see you. Hey, forget about it.
Brooklyn.
There it is. I locked
I knew
in
you
now.
From
hey,
somewhere.
How we doing? There we are. Hey, it's nice to see you. How we going? How's everybody doing tonight?
Gary, it's just such a privilege to have
you
here.
Hey, good evening. Salute. Ten dime. Welcome to Jilly's West, where the elite meet to eat. It's so nice to be here representing the United States of America in Brooklyn, New York. How are we doing? And I'm now in somewhere else. But
I mean, New York did used to be New Amsterdam.
Hey, forget
didn't
about it.
It.
So, right. Okay. How are we doing, John?
There we go. You're
what
back
sort
again.
Of questions, John, are
Gary,
asking?
Gary, I mean, look, it's such a privilege to have you here. I mean,
Gary Manilow, great to see you.
The biggest, I mean, the most successful Barry Manilow impersonator there is, I would have thought.
Who?
Barry Manilow?
Who is? I've never heard of that guy.
You sang it last week, Mandy. Manny.
Yeah, that's my song, Manny.
But Barry sang it originally, didn't he?
I don't know who Mandy. This guy is.
Oh, Mandy, you came.
Telling me
came.
Somebody's ripping me off. Is this what's happening here?
Could it be magic?
I don't know. Could it be? What are you talking about? It's magic. I'm here.
I write the songs.
Do you? Good luck to you.
Struggling.
I write songs myself. You may have heard
struggling
my song last
Barry
week.
Manilow
Manny.
Songs, yeah. Barry Manilow.
I don't know. I don't, never.
One of the most sort of successful
I never heard of the guy.
Of the 70s,
I never
80s.
Heard of the guy, John.
He's got a sort of plastic face.
I've a right to turn around and leave.
Well, look, rather than
treating
doing
me
that,
like some schmuck.
Rather than you doing that, maybe you could.
Let's do a song, John. Maybe we can dig ourselves out of this hole.
Dig ourselves out of this rut. How about Copacabana?
What?
Copacabana.
I don't know this. I don't know what you're talking about, John. I got a song called Calvin Kalala. Here it is. And when I do my live work, I do a little dance to this bit. His name is Calvin. He is a baller. Yellow blood runs through his veins. Scored 10 goals in 31 games. Players fall over when he steps over. Glides and floaters across the grass, always looking for a pass. Gets through the crowded box. Defense looks like they're wearing Crocs. Beats three men and he scores another. Who could ask for more? He is Calvin. Calvin Kalala. He's from Paris. They say ooh la la there. He is Calvin. Calvin Kalala. Plain Moore, his passion. Defenders, he's trashing. He's Kalala. Sometimes wears gloves. That's it, John.
You are just the ultimate showman, aren't
you? You like it?
Aren't you, Gary?
Did you like the song?
I loved the song.
Good news.
Love the original. Love that version.
Now, stop bringing up this Barry schmuck. I'm flying back to New York City, where I am from.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go,
will you send back a letter from a listener? Lovely. And together, John, no delay, nothing like that. Just
together
beautiful.
At last.
Together at last. Any letters, John?
Oh, we've got some really, really lovely letters, actually.
Do you know what? We've not had a blank week. We've not had any Ray Charles yet, have we? No Ray Charles.
No Ray Charles. No,
thank you so much, listeners and foffs.
They
appreciate
are
it.
We start with a piece of spam from David Newman. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman. He says, hey, NatObsPod, I'm David, the former chief programming officer for CNN.
Oh.
The co-founder of a new live streaming network called Haps. I came across your profile and felt compelled to reach out because I believe you would directly connect with our mission.
Yeah, I think so. I think us and CNN is on the same...
Living in a deeply divided world, and we feel that the traditional news media is often fueling frictions rather than healing them in our mission to reinvent live news.
Is he going
to
sell me something to make my f*** bigger or not, John?
We are building the first open source live news network, and I'm reaching out to you because I think you would be a great addition to our community.
This is the big break we've been waiting for, John.
Thank you, David.
Oh, thank you, David, for that.
Thanks, David.
Send
Newman.
Us another letter and you can become a FOF.
Imagine if he got... Should we give him a FOF number? FOF 26.
I don't think so. I think that's under...
David Newman.
I think that's a shame for the FOFs.
Hello, Newman.
If suddenly David Newman, the spam artist...
We do have some
proper
serious,
letters. Come on,
serious
John.
Proper letters. And a first-time emailer,
Tobias... Always welcome.
Tobias Ashton. He
on
says,
the ice, Tobias.
Morning, gents. Morning.
On the Tobias.
Evening. On the Tobias. A late joiner here started listening this pre-season, ready for the season start in October.
Wise man. He's older, on board already. I like him already.
He's very much on board. As you get older, friends... He's picked up the code very quickly isn't he?
Very good.
As you get older, friends drift apart, geographically at least. So my mates and I try to catch up for one or two weekends away per year. As the most organised one, I make sure any weekends away suit my own personal agenda. Last year...
That's a very John Cadogan move. Carry on.
Last year, we took in Bristol for the John Robbins pub crawl.
Oh, very good.
Bath for Bath versus Torquay. Ah. Coming up, I've arranged a lovely weekend in Nottingham on the proviso that all must attend Notts County versus Torquay. So the boys better turn things around. Well, they have now. This is obviously pre-stop.
It's going to be a great
game. They'll
be
cheered on by three people travelling from Ireland, myself, a rugby fan and a Chelsea fan, and three from around the southwest. I've set the bar low in terms of expectations. Just need Keating on the pitch and the bar to be open at half-time. Yours in National League, listen up the goals, Tibbs. Tobias.
Well done, Tibbs.
Formerly of Dawlish, now of County Kildare.
He's up there, is he, with the little lads up there. Oh, Tibbs, thank you so much.
What a great man. The Irish Supporters Club, I will happily join.
The Irish NatObsPod Supporters Club would be lovely.
I'll join you there, Tibbs.
Up in County Kildare.
Someone called Rob Baker gets in touch.
No,
he says, hello, Charlie and John. Your interview with England legend Gary Lineker on last week's podcast got me thinking about the time I got to meet him at Plainmoor. Now, I checked this and I couldn't find any record of him having played there. But
I think
Rob,
it was Norman Medhurst's testimonial.
Rob says that very thing. He says, cast yourselves back to 1995 when Torquay hosted the Norman Medhurst testimonial. Of course, Norman had for many years combined the unlikely and unique role of being physio for the goals and for England.
Yes,
he was alleged Norman Medhurst.
In all the Italia 90 pictures, Norman Medhurst
is next to Bobby Robson, isn't he?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So I think he lived in Abbots Kerswell. I don't know if he did or not. Anyway, he says...
Gone a bit... drilled a bit deep on...
Not the Talk United podcast, Rob. You've got to remember that. He says, anyway, me and my mate Darty went to the star-studded match. I don't recall much about the football, but somehow at the end, we managed to get into the VIP room in Boots and Laces, where we met the stars, including then England number one Chris Woods,
yep.
John Barnes wearing a purple jacket.
And
Gary,
that,
Gary Lineker, who was very friendly. I mistakenly asked him if he'd like my autograph. Not much of an anecdote, but a good memory. That's always, you do get that, you get flustered.
Yeah,
don't you
do. Just go, do you want my autograph?
No, I didn't mean that.
Thank you, Rob. On the ice to you. Lovely job.
Email comes from Joe Holden. Now, interestingly enough, Joe wrote the other week.
All right.
He said he'd been to John Robbins'
gig. Oh, yeah, and he said, buy him a Torquay scarf.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That was very nice.
All that, and it was a nice email. And you said that that was worth two emails.
Ah.
So now he's emailed again.
Joe.
Joe says, hello, lads. Firstly, apologies for turning the air blue a couple of weeks ago. Yes, he did when he spotted the talkie corner.
Yes, of
extra
course.
Extra swear.
Yes.
That was Joe as well.
He's a good, I tell you what, he's very, very good, Joe.
Very good.
Very well.
He says, I was very excited to play the clip of my letter being read out to my dad, who chuckled and said, good job, Gran wasn't here to hear that. Which, in hindsight, was a fair point. He says, following this, we talked about when we used to go...
I bet your gran said a few words in our time.
He says, following this, we talked about when we used to go regularly to see the goals. I was reminded by Dad, at the time we were watching at Playmore, stood by the advertising hoardings in what was then the main stand. Mm-hmm. We were losing with 15 minutes to go. And as was tradition, at approximately the 75th minute, Dad would turn to me and say, oh, he's not going to bring that bloody Jean-Pierre Sim on, is he?
Oh, lovely.
Which would cue everyone around us tutting and nodding in agreement. However, on this occasion, nobody tutted. They simply pointed to Jean-Pierre, who was stretching his calf muscles about 3 feet away. We all just stood there sniggering as Sim politely ignored the comment and jogged up the touchline. Needless to say, he came on 2 minutes later, tripped over his feet, and we lost the game. This is On the Ice, Joe.
On the Ice, Joe.
Lovely
lovely letter. I mean, we're not a talkie podcast, so honestly, obviously, I don't know what you're talking about there with Jean-Pierre Sim.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. But no. What a lovely, lovely letter. And you know what, John? You know what that means?
Kudunsh.
It's Chugunk.
Foff 26. Because we also need to a bit of Foff admin.
Oh.
Sam Drewiff, because we did throw it open last week. Is he Foff? Is he not Foff? We decided.
He was. Kudunsh. Chugunk. Foff. He got in touch on at NatObs Pod.
He did.
And told us some more credentials.
He said he'd been to AFC Filed Away.
Yeah, which is pretty good. Coasters away.
That's what we need.
Chugunk.
Foff 25.
There we are. But Foff 26 is...
Joe Holdem.
Joe,
that's the best way to hold him.
That's the best way to hold him. Texas Holdem.
Yeah.
As from now on.
Oh, he's got to be Texas.
From now on.
Go on, text.
Lovely. What a lovely thing. There we are. What lovely letters this
week.
Thank
you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Do get in touch with us at NatObsPod on the Twitter. Thank you for all the, by the way, the loads of retweets and like shares and stuff of the podcast this week.
Podcast.
I know that was really useful. Leave us a 5-star review. That always helps.
Yes.
And then a couple of little words saying, great, I love this, on the ice, that sort of thing. Now, of course, every week we get your lovely letters, and if you send in enough letters, you become a Foff. One of our friendliest Foffs and our best Foffs is our guest now on the line to play the Games Master game.
Returning champion.
Returning champion. Winner stays on. Won last week. Beat Alan Dowson's Porter Cabin. To play the games, to put his hat on the line. Is it hat? I don't know what it is. His headmaster's mortarboard on the line. Do you wear? I wonder if he wears a mortarboard. Let's find out. Let's ask him. Hello, Mr. Garley. Hello, Nick.
Hello,
Nick.
What Foff number are you again?
I'm 10.
10. Foff 10. Number 10.
Foff 10.
Playing in the hole. Lovely.
Maradona.
Maradona. That's what you come for, is it? Lovely, lovely. So you're going to play this week's game. I'm assuming you want to play this week's game. It's called Hinchcliffe's HGV.
Yes, for sure.
This came up because Dave Thomas on the Talk United radio, one of the stats that he came up with was that Hinchcliffe, their keeper, Stockport's keeper, was a full-time HGV driver, as well as playing in goal for Stockport, Nick.
Yeah.
And we've managed to get hold of him. I can't remember his first name.
Ben.
Ben Hinchcliffe. And would you like to play Hinchcliffe's HGV?
I'd love to, yeah.
Well, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben.
Welcome, Mr. Garley. Tis the Games Master here. Do you come in, rubber ducky?
Reading you loud and clear.
Well, you dare to come back and play my game.
Yes,
you dare put it all back on the line.
Yes, Ken.
Well, you may have defeated Alan Dowson, but can you defeat Ben Hinchcliffe and his cab? Do you dare play Hinchcliffe's HGV?
Yes, Games Master, it's a big 10-4.
Yes, Games Master, it's a big 10-4. I like to hear that. Let's see if Ben is available. I'll go and see what he... I don't know why his cab is rocking, but I'm going to go knocking. I'm here at Trowel Services with Ben Hinchcliffe in the truck stop.
All right, how's it going? All right, how you doing?
Ben, it is thy, the Games Master, we meet again.
Hey, how's it going?
I have one more fool to play Hinchcliffe's HGV. Okay, would you like to meet Mr. Garley?
Yeah, I would. Come on, let's f***ing crack on with it. Let's go on with it. Let's go.
Okay, No swearing in front of the head teacher, please. You'll get put on detention, Mr. Hinchcliffe.
It's life on the road. What can you say?
It's a hard life.
Right, Mr. Garley, let's go. I'm transporting a load of hats from Stockport to Ostend. I need you to tell me the route from Stockport. I'll be kind to you, just as far as Dover, just to the Channel Tunnel. You see what I mean? All right, mad for it.
What we want, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different motorways from Stockport to Dover, Mr. Garley.
Right.
Name them all.
Transporting some hats. Crucial to remember that. It's not really crucial.
Hats from Stockport. No Googling it. What you need to say to Mr. Hinchcliffe is 10-4, rubber ducky. Here I go.
So, rubber ducky, here we go.
Right, let's have it. Let's have it then, Nick.
Right, I'm with the M6.
One.
Then the M1.
Wrong. Three. You get you get three chances.
The M4.
Wrong.
What route is this, Nick?
Do you know where Manchester is, Nick?
Yeah, the M6.
Taking me the wrong
way.
You
said the M6, Nick.
Right, okay. The M6 and then the M42.
The M42 is one.
Yeah. And then I'm going out on a limb and I'm saying the M5.
Wrong. You are out of Inchcliffe's HGV.
Damn it.
You're taking me completely the wrong way there, Nick. Done me up a kipper.
Sorry, Ben.
Do you want the actual route? Okay, here we go. You didn't ask.
You've made Ben do too many hours in his truck, and he now needs to stop in a lay-by where he'll get stabbed.
From Stockport, it's the M60, then the M56, M6, M42, M40, M25... M26. Not many people know that. I don't know why I accidentally turned into
Michael
Caine.
Has turned up.
I was thinking that I didn't mean to do it as well. M20 and then Channel Tunnel.
Picking myself.
Well, unfortunately, you now live in the HGV with Ben. Let him in, Ben. Let him in. You live in his cab. You live in his cab. You live in his cab. You're Mr. Garley. You live in his cab. Goodbye. Farewell.
The National Obsession.
And
it?
There we are for another week.
Oh, they're lovely to be in the studio, John.
Oh, it's
always
nice.
Better when we're in the studio. But also, it does save me money not coming into town when
saves
I'm
you
not
money.
Working.
It's also given me a chance to hand over the Talk United Champions DVD,
yes.
Which I've now lent you.
I'm going to watch that, John, at some point when I'm on my own.
Set aside a few,
few hours.
A few weeks.
When I'm lonely in a hotel room in a couple of weeks' time. There we are. Because it is tantamount to pornography, John.
It is really. It's 18 plus. It says on the front, 18 plus.
On the ice, John.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.